You're listening to Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Now it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCollum with a poem in honor of Mother's Day, which is Sunday.
As we get older, our relationships with our parents evolve. Poet Carl Michael Iglesias knows this and has been reflecting on how he's grown into a new version of his mother's son. Iglesias explores this evolution along with his own gratitude in the poem Satellite.
Satellite. The day you leave back to your plants in Indiana, I pick up where we left off. Throwing away clothes I didn't wear and birthday cards that didn't age well. Letting go of all my once goods. After the door closes, I remember. I forgot my keys. I forgot what I always drum my pockets for every time I'm between the threshold. Sitting on the glass table near the couch. I appreciate how when you're here, there is someone inside waiting, or not, but with the potential to open up. Grateful for how my name echoes from down the hall. When you first arrived, I forgot to kiss you goodnight, and you invited me to be grateful. Now I want to kiss everyone good morning. Everyone, my brother, my sister. Thank you, nourishment. Standing outside apartment one with my hand over my heart, grateful to have someone inside to call out for, to drum a window at 3 a.m. when I've lost my keys. Thank you, listener. Grateful for the church in your phone. Thank you, Sunday. A woman is in love, hunched over a small screen, grateful to be present, her service streaming live. Gracias, Señor. Gracias, Señor. Gracias, Señor. Sobbing, and must be grateful for what I'm grateful for, because I'm crying in the other room at my own juncture with God. Our doors open, both of us, who smack our lips when we cry, annoyed with how long it has taken us to be grateful.
That was Carl Michael Iglesias reading his poem, Satellite. It's part of his poetry chapbook called The Bounce. After he recorded his poem, I asked Iglesias to explain the inspiration behind Satellite.
This poem, Satellite, centers around my mother visiting my apartment, and me, moments later, locked out after she left. For Mother's Day, I find myself reflecting not just on our relationship, but on the strange and beautiful phenomena of becoming someone new. Continuing to get to know each other while remaining the child that they remember us to be. Some moments take years to appreciate. They stay tucked away inside you, waiting. You might forget the key, but all it takes is a knock. We often pair our youth with angst and overlook the truth that our first best friends are the ones who raised us. It wasn't until my 30s, after moving across the country, that I understood how blessed I am to be loved by someone who knows me from the inside out. Part of my responsibility as a poet is to document my histories, personal, familial, and collective. Honoring my mother, her timeless, joyful efforts to move through the world with faith have found its way into my work. About how precious our time is with each other and in this world. About how her light lives in me. I continue learning from her, grace for one. And maybe how Mother's Day is a moment for gratitude. For those who shaped us, walk beside us, and continue teaching us how to become. Those who open the door.
Carl Michael Iglesias is a poet and writer who grew up in Milwaukee and now lives in Brooklyn. His newest collection of poetry is called The Bounce. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Maureen McCollum.
This is Wisconsin Today.